KUOW 94.9 Seattle. Sound stories, sound voices. I'm Ross Reynolds in for Bill Radke. It's The Record. Seattle has a new police chief. Mayor Jenny Durkan made the announcement this morning.
I have no question that Chief Carmen Best is the person to lead the police department to the next level in the city of Seattle. She will be our next chief of police. She has earned this through hard work, dedication, and service. She will work her heart out, and I believe she will make our city proud.
Carmen Best is a 25-year veteran of Seattle Police. She'll be the first African-American woman to lead the department. But Carmen Best was not among the three finalists presented to the mayor last month after community outcry and former Pittsburgh Police Chief Cameron McLay dropping out of the race. Carmen Best was put back into the final three and today chosen to lead the Seattle Police Department. What are your thoughts? You can tweet at us at KUOW. Helping us to understand what this means for the police department and the city of Seattle, Lisa Dugard is with me in the studio. She's director of the Public Defender Association. And also on the phone, we have at-large Seattle City Council member Lorena Gonzalez. She is going to oversee the confirmation process for Carmen Best as police chief. Lorena Gonzalez, let's start with you. What do you think about the mayor's decision?
Well, thanks for having me. I think that the mayor's decision has been largely influenced by a very intensive community engagement and outreach process that has occurred over the last several weeks. And I'm happy that she had an opportunity to hear directly from community. And I'm pleased that Chief Best had an opportunity to really make the case with both the mayor and the public that she is the right choice for the city of Seattle at this point in time.
Lisa Dugard, what's your impression of the selection of Carmen Best as police chief?
I think the mayor made a great decision. I couldn't be more encouraged about where this puts us in terms of policing in Seattle in the next several years.
It's been a rather convoluted process to hiring Seattle police chiefs. Last month, the selection committee selected three finalists for the job, and Chief Best was not among the three. Do we know to what degree the committee was influenced by Mayor Durkan and the choice of those final three? Lisa Dugard.
Well, I know I serve on the Community Police Commission, but I'm not speaking on behalf of the commission here today. The process is one that the commission has been looking at going back weeks now, and I expect that they will have more to say about what unfolded and lessons that can be learned for the future. For today, I think it's really valuable to appreciate that the mayor led through a process arriving at a decision that is being widely embraced by critical sectors of our community.
But not universally embraced. Last week, we talked to lawyer, activist, and former Seattle mayoral candidate Nikita Oliver about the police chief selection. She'd been to a community meeting where all three candidates spoke. Here's what she had to say about Chief Best.
Well, she made a great case as to who she is and how she's worked in the city and how everybody knows her and a lot of people love her. Reality is the sort of reforms that need to be pushed forward in the Seattle Police Department require someone who's going to be willing to take a heavy hand. We've had 5 years of the consent decree, and yet last summer, Charlena Lyles was still murdered, and there were numerous policy violations. Carmen Best was a part of the force then, you know? And so I didn't hear anything from any of the candidates. This isn't just about Carmen, but I didn't hear anything from any of the candidates that made me think any of them were truly going to drive the sorts of reforms that are going to make communities that are targeted by police brutality safer. And that's my interest. I live in that community. I represent that community. That's what I need to hear from the next chief of police for Seattle.
Former mayoral candidate Nikita Oliver. Councilmember Gonzalez, do you agree that the reforms necessary to complete the Seattle police reform process require a heavy hand?
Well, I think it requires somebody who's going to take these issues very seriously and make them a priority. And, you know, discipline is an area where we need a lot of improvement in order to be able to deliver on the cultural change that needs to occur within the police department, within any police department, to make sure that officers understand that when they show up to work every day, they show up to work to protect and to serve and not to shoot and ask questions later. And that is a critical part of what the inquiry will be from my perspective as the chair of the Public Safety Committee to make sure that the public gets a really robust understanding of how this nominee is going to approach discipline processes, but also how this nominee is going to approach training of officers to make sure that they understand what de-escalation means and what appropriate de-escalation looks like so that we can avoid those situations in the first place.
Lisa Dugard, you're very familiar with Seattle Police from your years as a public defender. You know something about their culture. What's your response to Nikita Oliver's remark?
I was at that forum as well, and I was really struck by the comments of another panelist who is a client of my office, actually, Katrina Johnson, who is a cousin of Charlena Lyles. And she had tough questions for Chief Best about the department's response to the family on that case, and she asked them. But she commented afterwards that she thought of the candidates that Chief Best was certainly the best choice and that we can work with her. And I think that that was on full display at that forum. Chief Best is not afraid to be asked those questions, and she's very capable of engaging with strong community voices. She respects community expertise, and she's a partner in an ongoing dialogue, the end of which we none of us can clearly visualize yet. For, I think, many of us who supported Chief Best, it's not a question of perfection. I have, you know, there are instances, including with respect to the Lyles case, where I wasn't delighted with the response from the department. And it's not a question of just affection. People do feel affection for Chief Best, but it's really about, is she the leader who can engage in dialogue with people who do not always agree and take the best from that dynamic and really revolutionize policing.
Well,
and I think, yes.
She's the leader of the police department. She's been there for 25 years. The knock on her, if it's accurate, is that as someone who's been on the inside, she might have a hard time making some of the tough choices. Is there any indication, anything in her history, maybe just from the past year when she's been acting chief, where she's actually shown a willingness to kind of buck the internal culture, Lisa Dugard?
Oh, absolutely. The story of Chief Best's leadership in the department is one of her acting on principle and often taking a different road than kind of the dominant voice within the department. Some of that has been quiet and not well known publicly. But an instance that is fairly well known is the recent case of William Wingate, who the elderly gentleman with the golf club who was arrested by an officer who's since been fired. Chief Best played a really critical role in surfacing the racial bias components of that case. She doesn't hesitate to call it racist. She did everything possible to make that gentleman whole, including making sure that his golf club got returned, that charges were dismissed against him in municipal court. So I think, you know, she has been a principled leader. And the fact that she has strong support from within the department is not because she isn't a tough leader. It's because she is tough but fair, and she leads in a way that is respected even when she lands in a place that others in the department don't agree with.
City Councilmember Gonzalez, you're going to be holding hearings. You'll find out more about this. But based on what you know now, is Carmen Best, as a 25-year veteran, going to be able to stand outside the culture to make the changes necessary inside the culture?
Well, obviously, those are going to be some important questions that we're going to pose to Chief Best during the confirmation process to make sure that that we have a strong understanding of her commitment to that. But I think that she is very well poised to begin that culture change. And, you know, one of the things that I have learned in my work in this space for over 15 years is that good cops very strongly dislike bad cops. And I think that Chief Best is the type of police officer who understands that her rank and file officers want to continue to see the promotion and the advancement of good policing and good officers who understand the needs of community and understand the realities of the history and the current tenor of policing in America. And I think that she is going to be able to thread the needle there in a way that we will get a clear understanding of her vision for what culture change looks like at the police department.
Assuming that the chief is confirmed in her role, a question for each of you. We don't have that much time left, but how do we measure the success of a police chief? If a year from now, Police Chief Best has been in office for a year. How will we know she's done a good job? What will be the indicators to suggest that she's really worked out? Lorena Gonzalez?
Well, I think first and foremost for me is fulfilling the federal court's requirement to complete the sustainment period. I think that's going to be a huge indicator of how far along this chief will be able to come. We have a ways to go and a judge who has expressed frustration with our tempo, and I think that it's very clear to us that, to me, that that is going to be a big marker of success. And then secondly, I'll just add, you know, we have very significant issues in our city related to our rapid growth and how poverty is playing out on our streets every day with regard to our unsheltered population. And we need a chief who's going to be creative to help us lead on these issues so that we're not using an approach to enforce our way out of those difficult social issues, but that we have one that is focused on harm reduction approaches that still deliver on public safety.
Lisa Dugard, briefly, how will we know Carmen Best has been successful as Seattle Police Chief?
Seattle Police Department's already at the very cutting edge of policing nationally in critical areas like the approach that local police departments should take to with non-citizen, immigrant, and refugee communities, and alternative approaches to enforcement. So it's not that the police are absent, but when they do show up and they respond to law violations that stem from behavioral health issues or extreme poverty, that leads to a very different outcome than trying to jail our way out of the problem. If Chief Best fulfills her potential, the potential that I see, we will have taken those strategies to scale. SPD will have stepped away from collaboration with federal task forces and really illustrated for the rest of the country what it is to have local law enforcement set a very different approach to policing than that's being called for by the Justice Department and our federal government.
Great. We'll have it back in a year and see what your evaluation is. Lisa Dugard with us in the studio, director of the Public Defender Association, and with us on the line, Lorena Gonzalez, at-large member of the Seattle City Council.